The last stop on our musical spring journey is to England. Doreen Carwithen was born in 1922 at Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. Her mother, a music teacher, gave her her first lessons on the piano and violin at the age of 4 and continued teaching her piano until she entered the Royal Academy of Music as a Buckinghamshire County Scholar in 1941. She also had cello lessons and played the cello with a regular string quartet and in local orchestras. Apart from this activity, the only music she heard came from the radio. As it was wartime, this music was limited to the BBC home service. She learned score reading to gain insight into orchestral sounds and subsequently wrote very successfully for orchestra. Carwithen was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films. In 1961, Carwithen became amanuensis and literary secretary to William Alwyn, who had been her professor of composition at the Royal Academy, and whom she later married. Once married, she more or less abandoned her own career to work on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote her husband's music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctoral studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithen died in 2003. Suffolk Suite was composed in 1964. It was written for the boys of Framlingham College, Suffolk, to perform when royalty came to open their new concert hall. The composer says that she listened to the school orchestra so that she could keep the young performer's capabilities in mind as she was writing. In the four movements, Carwithen develops tunes she originally used in a film, and I think you can hear that this does remind one of film music. The first movement is Prelude, the second is Oxford Ness, a peaceful rocking movement reminiscent of Yachts at Harbor, and the third is Suffolk Morris. And the piece concludes with March, Framlingham Castle, which the composer says summons a picture of the moated ruins of the superb Norman castle, which still dominates the town and surrounding countryside. We'll hear it now with the London Symphony Orchestra, directed by Richard Hickox.